Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's podcast for staff. We are heading into week five. From a summary with the week just gone, I want to thank everybody involved with standards. Huge amount of work went into preparing that, and the phys ed faculty have borne the brunt of that. There was also some daily operations work that needed to be done to make sure Wednesday happened, and I appreciate all of the work that went into that. It also looked like the house captains have really picked up the pace and were organised as well. So thank you to everybody. There's a lot of work that's been done over the last week of realignment of some classes, particularly year 10, and I appreciate staff patience in that realignment. We should have some reasonable numbers in those classes now, having declared our final contract for the year. I appreciate the work that Joe Walding has done in managing the daily routines over the past week, and in particular the absences of the leaders on Tuesday and Wednesday. There was a fair bit of work there, and I appreciate the way that she's been able to manage that and make those events happen. There was a parent and community meeting for a range of Aboriginal families on Thursday, mainly centred around the violent acts that have happened in the past couple of weeks. That meeting was held at Plaque, and there were the mothers and the daughters of the families that were involved, as well as SAPOL and some community elders. I was lucky enough to be invited to attend that meeting, and I think there was a positive outcome. There's some expectations for behaviour that each of those families and the students involved have signed, and I'm expecting that there is a lessening of the impact of the ongoing events that have been going on for the last 18 months. This coming week proves to be another busy one. I'm out of the school on Monday and Tuesday at leaders' workshops in Adelaide. On Wednesday, the STEM floor is being used by Dr. Chris Matthews to run some Aboriginal maths sessions. So there's a range of schools attending that, and we have some students going to that as well. We'll also be joining him for a combined staff meeting starting at 3:45. On the Stanford floor. This event will be catered for, and we're looking forward to hear what Dr. Chris Matthews has to say with regards to numeracy. Please make sure that you're at that staff meeting before 3:45 so that we can kick away, and we're looking to finish just a little bit after 5 p.m. Sports Day will be Thursday. Looking forward to that, and the organisation that's gone into that with the change in timetable and offerings. Again, this is work that has been started at the end of last year and has moved forward. The forecast is for it to be hot, so we just need to keep an eye on what's going on during this week and make any modifications that we need to. So watch this space. I'm expecting that curriculum leaders are continuing on their journey with regards to the I do phase of the writing improvement around the teaching and learning cycle. If you're a teacher within a faculty, I'm expecting that those discussions are being had on Monday afternoons during faculty time, and you are understanding what's being built up to the student free day in week four of term two. Leaders, please make sure that you are catching up with Amy Kayser regularly and you're keeping on board with the things that are being expected from that point of view. I'm also expecting that 50-day plans for leaders have been completed, particularly after the training that we did this week. So make sure that you have made time with either Clive or myself and have your paperwork uploaded into the team on Office 365. I have now had year-level meetings with each of the year levels. They will continue on Wednesdays and Thursdays. The common theme for all of those assemblies has been around respect, and we've continued that with the first of the SRC meetings that has happened on Friday afternoon. Again, the SRC want to continue that theme on respect. And so if we can try and get that driven through to the student population, that would be fantastic. Your follow-up messages after my assemblies are going to be important. If you can please keep reiterating that we want to have positive working relationships, that would be amazing. And to finish off this week's podcast, this is a joke that's come from Angus Martin. I went to my local bookstore and asked for a book on turtles. The assistant said, "Hardback?" I said, "Yeah, with two little heads." Thanks, everybody. Have a lovely week.